Good evening, everyone. You're very welcome to September's Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Can everyone hear me clearly? Members of the public should remain seated throughout the meeting and should not speak. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are either turned off or switched to silent. The use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio recorded, except where the Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. I would remind councillors of their obligations under the Councillors Code of Conduct to declare any financial, significant or non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the meeting today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave for the table for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. A few brief comments just to make under Chair's remarks. Mourns and Steve Cribb DAs, as member of the Newcastle Suicide Prevention Task Group, supported a number of initiatives being implemented throughout September as part of the Newcastle Festival of Life programme 2023 to mark World Suicide Prevention Day. These included the Walk for Life, Senior Afternoon Tea, Online Mental Health First Aid, Chi by the Sea, Good Food Moods, Cold Water Therapy and Sunrise Swim. Well done to all those who organised the events and those who took part, because I believe there was great numbers taking part of some of these events. A very worthwhile issue to be highlighting. So do we have any apologies for this evening's meeting? Can I ask anyone that's online, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Councillor Murphy, yeah, Councillor Herr, Councillor Finn.
Yeah, all good, yeah.
Can I note apologies just for Councillor Devlin?
Certainly, thank you, Councillor Finn. Councillor Devlin? That's all we have, okay?
Chair, sorry, can I make an apology for Councillor Alan Lewis?
Certainly, just thank you, Councillor Jackson. Okay, so we'll move on to item number two, which is the declarations of interest. No, nothing, okay. Then we can move on to item number three, which is the action sheet arising from the AHC meeting held on the 21st of August 2023. So we can go through it page by page. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and page 5. Councillor Finnegan, you're looking to make comment?
Thanks. I actually don't know what page it is because I'm actually having difficulty getting on here, so apologies, Chair. just in relation to, I brought up at the last AHC meeting that the rural money, the areas at risk money, I just wanted to thank for the response. I did get a response back. I do understand the rationale behind the charge because last month's meeting I had said that there was a charge on even though it had already been funded by the areas at risk money. So I do understand the rationale that if you charge, there's a greater chance of people committing to the course of, you know, the programme that's been run. However, I have looked at the minutes, the DEA minutes from January 22, and it very briefly mentions... I think it was Bridge took. I had this actually on my phone, but I'm on my phone now. But I think Bridge had minutes in, and she had just had a discussion about the areas at risk and the events that they had held, and that the numbers that were attending them was high. There was nothing really definitive. There was no numbers of people who attended it, and I understand that that's difficult. But certainly there was no mention of, there was actually no mention of the areas at risk money. It was more to do with COVID money and how that was spent. And definitely no consultation that went through the DEA form. And my thing is this, I have actually no issues with the events that are running or the programmes that are running, the education programmes. But I do think that it's really important that the community and the people within that community get to have a say as how that money is spent in Cross Maglen and Bessbrook. More and more I have constituents coming to me asking for things to be delivered, and it really is the areas at risk money should be delivered. And I suppose we're relying on the posters and all of that there to get the word out that these are on, but realistically the DEA has the means and all the contacts of all the community groups, the people who actually should be attending it. And so I would ask for that to be looked again. I do appreciate the response, but I do think that it needs to be looked at and what the plan is going forward. So that was January 22. I would be really interested to have a say in what is happening for the time going forward. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, Councillor Finnegan, I'm going to let Ali Robb come back in on with response to you, if that's
okay.
Thanks, Councillor Finnegan. Just to clarify, the issue that you're raising is in relation to the areas of risk funding. Have you still an issue with charging, or is the issue in relation to community consultation in relation to the courses being delivered, or both?
No, so I actually fully accept the charge. I totally grasp. Now, when I read it, I actually thought, yeah, actually, I can understand that. They're less likely to turn up if it's for free. They're not, you know, anyway, yes. No, I actually agree with the charge. What I do think that that public consultation needs to happen as to how the money is how it's delivered, I suppose, in terms of programmes within the community.
Could I suggest that perhaps yourself and Ali maybe get together or organise maybe, you know what I mean, a phone call maybe or something, a Teams call, to have a chat about this further? Because I think the point that you are raising are very valid, Councillor Finnegan, and it's important that the local community do have a bit of an input. So if I could suggest that, if you're happy with that as well, Ali.
Yes, Chair, thank you. Councillor Finnegan, I'm going to come back to you with the detail of what we currently do in Bessbrook and Cross McGlen by way of consultation. I'll then send that through to you, and then maybe we link up via a Teams call as to, you know, what ideas you have, what are, you know, what issues, and see if we can get this addressed. Thanks.
Yeah, fully appreciate that. I do think it'll be interesting to see, just with, say, your written response. I'm happy enough. I do think a meeting with yourself would be really good, because I wouldn't say it's issues. I would say that there's just a lack of communication on the ground. And I suppose it's, for me, trying to tie the community together as to what is actually needed. These are, obviously, it's areas at risk, so it's two areas of deprivation. Look, Declan Murphy could speak better for me in terms of Bessbrook, but certainly in Cross McGlen and the Cross McGlen area, I have more and more constituents that need to kind of, I think that we need to be delivering for them rather than delivering it and having no consultation and then just going along when it's not actually helping them. You know, I'm not saying that they're not, I'm just saying that a public consultation would be very important for us to be able to deliver what is actually needed within the community. So yeah, perfect. I'll have a meeting with you.
That's great. Thank you, Councillor Finnegan. Okay, I need a proposer and a seconder then for the action sheet. I'm happy to propose.
I second, Roisin.
Thank you, Councillor Finnegan. Okay, item number 4 on the agenda is the District Electoral Area Forums update, and that's yourself, Ali.
Chair, the report's just for noting, unless any members have any specific issues they'd like to raise. Thank you.
I propose that.
Councillor Jackson has proposed. Councillor Galbraith, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Item number 5 is the Community Coordination Hub. And that's yourself again, Ali.
Thank you, Chair. And again, the report's for noting, unless members have any specific issues they'd like to raise. Thank you.
I don't see anyone coming in. Can I have a proposer and a seconder then? Okay, so we just have a slight technical issue here. Oh, sorry, I'm going to need that. Oh, thank you. I have a proposer, Councillor Finn, and seconded by Councillor Galbraith. Thank you. Okay, item number 6 is the Peace 4 Local Action Plan. That item is for noting as well. Just need someone to propose it and second it. Councillor McGuinness has proposed and Councillor Lee Sergner has seconded. Thank you. Okay, I need someone now to have a proposal if they went to closed session. So item 7 is taken on closed session and deemed to be exempt under paragraphs 1 to 3 of Part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, NI 2014, information in relation to any individual information which is likely to reveal the identity of an individual and information related to financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council, holding that information. The public may, by resolution, be excluded from this item of business. Can I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session? Councillor Lee Sergner has proposed and Councillor Matters has seconded. Just give it a few seconds. Okay, so while it's in closed session, item 7, Cokeil Leisure Centre, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Declan Murphy, seconded by Councillor Kate Murphy, to note the officer's report and that management were continuing to address service continuity issues at Cokeil Leisure Centre. That concludes our AHC meeting for tonight, folks, so thank you and thanks for your patience when we're having a few technical issues there. Safe home. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair.